Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Charles Solomon, Tim Cogshell, and Amy Nicholson. We begin with Judy Garland's late career performance in London. Renee Zellweger stars as Garland. Amy?
I mean, this movie lives and dies on how great Renee Zellweger is as Judy Garland. And I think really the power of it is that she's not trying to be her exactly. She's just channeling all the emotions and the anxieties and the songs and singing it in her own way. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful performance.
Yeah, she's Judy-esque in this thing in all possible ways. Doesn't try to live right on top of it. Very, very cinematic picture, given that it was taken from a stage play. Still very cinematic.
Judy's rated PG-13 in wide release. The animated Abominable is from writer-director Jill Coulton. Charles?
Yet another Yeti story with very pretty backgrounds, very nice effects, but you've seen it all before in Up and many other films.
Amy?
Yeah, it's basically like, if you like Toothless the Dragon, let's cover him in fur and just try to make more money.
Yeah, really, every bit of it seen before, and magical Yetis don't exist.
Oh my God, they don't exist, period.
I'm shattered.
Abominable's rated PG in wide release. The Day Shall Come is directed by Chris Morris, who co-wrote the screenplay with Jesse Armstrong. Tim?
Yeah, very, very funny and sharp satirical farce about these FBI agents trying to run a scam on this crazy preacher who thinks he can call the dragons with a horn. It turns out silly.
Yeah, I really love seeing Chris Morris back, and I love having a performance like this from Anna Kendrick doing what she does so well. And this film, I think, gets better and more effective the more it's harder to laugh, to be honest.
The Day Shall Come is at the Arclight Hollywood, the Arclight Sherman Oaks, and the Alamo Drafthouse, downtown L.A. It's unrated. And finally, the Italian biographical drama Loro, directed by Paolo Sorrentino, who co-wrote it. Amy?
Yeah, this is a garish, wonderful, Scorsese-esque take on Silvio Berlusconi, a man who is known for his giant appetite for women, money, greed, power. This is a film that looks at all of those touchstones through a lens that I found really beautiful and poetic and dark, merciless. This is a very good film.
Yeah, Paolo dabbling in decadence, the decadence of a particular kind. Loro means them, and the them he's talking about are those people. A moment in Berlusconi's life, a very, very sharp movie.
Loro's unrated, Lemley's Royal West LA, and on video on demand. And Aga, a film that takes us to the Arctic region.
Exquisite scenery, this Arctic film. Nanook of the North recalled here, but in a narrative version.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful, absolutely striking. Giant vistas. This is a film that really looks great on a massive screen.
Milko Lazarov is the director and co-screenwriter. Aga is unrated at Lemley's Royal West LA and Lemley's Playhouse Pasadena. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us every Friday at 11 and Saturday at noon for Film Week here on 89.3 KPCC.